Thank you, Oliver, and thank you, Chair and the audience for having me. Well, I'm the science guy from the Commission, so forgive me if I'm not politically completely correct, but this puts me in a position to be very blunt. And let me start maybe with the last question, which is a little bit the general framework. All this happened when the Commission promoted very strongly what we call the European Green Deal. And in the European Green Deal, wastewater is seen as a resource for nutrients, a resource for energy, a resource for water. And that's basically also a little bit on how I came to the issue. Now, during the pandemic, we suddenly discovered wastewater is actually also a source of information. A source of information which was always there. We always treated wastewater, but we somehow forgot why we are treating wastewater. And we thought we treat wastewater, first of all, to save the environment. Well, that's true. But that's not the first reason. We treat wastewater to save public health, because otherwise we cannot live on the place where we produce the wastewater. And this is something which came back to our mind. Science has done a lot. We can read out a lot of information. SARS-CoV-2 is one of many. We referred to polio, which is somehow one of the biggest success stories of using wastewater. But there is so much more information in wastewater, because wastewater is a mirror of what we as a society do to generate it. And today we have the tools, the genetic tools, the biological tools, but also the anthropological tools to understand how this wastewater is generated. Now, the Commission is very well aware of this, and we funded the projects, but we believe what is missing and what requires a lot of common effort is the institutionalization of this tool. And this is the reason why I'm here, because nobody of the actors dealing with wastewater can do this alone. Not the public health people, not the water utilities, not the researchers in the laboratories, and also the citizen, despite his or her need for information, can drive this process. It is an all-society process, and we have to do this together. So this is the reason why the European Commission, following the G7 declaration of the ELMO conference of the head of states, has brought on track two activities for the next 3 years. One has been mentioned already. It is the recast of the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive, in which under the Article 17, we continue with this institutionalization process, and we kind of gently convince the member states to have a permanent dialogue between public health authorities and the authorities responsible for wastewater. And parallel to this, we set up the respective resources in place through the creation of what is called a joint action as a financial instrument to finance this transition phase to the institutionalization. That's what's happening in Europe or in the EU, and we are more than looking forward to support the efforts which has been presented also by Ettore in the beginning. But it requires so much more. Pathogen X is somewhere out there, and it is not necessarily in Europe. So we have to think about a global coordination, a global connection of sewage surveillance programs, and how we can channel what Anna said, this information, this data, into tangible and hard knowledge for decision support, because otherwise it would stay a tool of research, and we would like to go ahead. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to the questions.